Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1739. Visible translated text is as follows. The city of Atlanta for almost 5 years past further deposing. Deponent says that she is acquainted with Leo M. Frank and also R.P. Barrett, and knew Mary Fagan well, and knew the color of her hair. Further deposing, deponent says that on Monday, April 28th, she was at the National Pencil Factory, and Magnolia Kennedy called her attention to the hair on a corner machine that R.P. Barrett was alleged to have found there, and at that time she gave it as her opinion that the hair on the machine was not that of Mary Fagan, as it was entirely too light to be the hair of said Mary Fagan. Deponent now states that she is most positive that the hair she saw on the machine could not have been Mary Fagan's hair, and that the hair on the machine was much lighter in color than the hair of Mary Fagan. Deponent further states that during her entire employment at the factory, she never saw Mr. Frank joking with any of the female employees, or talking in any rude or vulgar manner with any of them. And deponent further states that she never heard any girl or woman say that Mr. Frank had ever made any advances toward any of them. Deponent says that she makes this statement of her own free will and accord, and without any promise of reward. Aside from this, deponent saith not. Signed, Cora Falta sworn to and subscribe before me this the 22nd day of March, 1914. Signed, C.W. Burke, Notary Public, Fulton County, Georgia. H.G. Schiff, R.W. Loeb, Hula May Flowers, sworn for the movant. We were present when the affidavits of Cora Falta and Jimmy Mayfield were sworn to in the Frank case on or about the 10th day of April, 1914, before J. O. Knight, a notary public for Fulton County, Georgia, that the affidavits were read over to each of them, and each of them said that the statements contained therein were the truth, and they signed them without asking any request for any change, whatever. Ground floor B.D. Thomas, sworn for the movant, I am Chief Judge of the Municipal Court of Atlanta. On January 19th, 1914, C.W. Burke, a notary public for Fulton County, Georgia, called me at my office in the Temple Court Building in the city of Atlanta, accompanied by a Negro who swore that his name was Albert McKnight. I attested the affidavit that said Albert McKnight had signed and sworn to on said date above mentioned, and said affidavit was read to said Albert McKnight, who said that every word of it was the truth. I read the affidavit referred to and identify my signature and attestation affixed thereto. C.W. Burke, sworn for the movant. It is not true that I promised Albert McKnight to get him a job at the terminal station where he could make $10 per week and that the tips he would get around there would average $100 per month. I did not ask Albert McKnight.